aroma. I already know what's behind that door. Did I know or did I think I knew? I'm here to announce to you there's a difference. The next door in the corridor of life in this story is the door with the sign naked and you clothed me. I already knew what was behind that door. Hey, I know what to get. Bargains. I go to the Salvation Army thrift stores frequently. If I was to walk in that side, I'd probably walk into a Salvation Army thrift store. I already know what's behind that door. Did I know or did I think that I knew? I'm here to tell you that as we enter an information age that's increasing at the speed of sound, we confuse information with knowing. And because we learn something, we think we know it. Because we have information about it. In fact, some of us have succumbed to the false belief, without information, it is impossible to please God. False belief. Without knowledge, it is impossible to please God. But what's the true word? Where is it true? What's true? What's true is this. Without faith, without risk, it is impossible to please God. True worshipers, those who worship the Father in spirit and in truth, the Father seeks, worship Him with their whole life. I'm preaching to the choir now. You know that. Without faith, in the corridor, along the hallway, the next door says, prisoner, and you visited me. Talk about forgotten people. Yesterday we spoke about Joseph, one of many who have been imprisoned. In Genesis, the story is told, for doing the right thing. You find that difficult to believe, that anybody would be locked up for doing the right thing. Then you misunderstand oppression and governments that have succumbed to oppression. For there are brothers and sisters all over the world in prison, not because they did anything wrong. I was a prisoner and you visited me. Down further in the hallway of life, sick and you came to me. And then way at the end was this door with the sign stranger, and you invited me in. When I first started Good Works, God gave me the gift I later learned nobody wants. It was the gift of naivete. You know this word, naivete? It's a French word, you know? Had I known then what I know now, I would have never started a shelter for the homeless in the basement of my home. Are you crazy? But God used my not knowing to get me to do something I would have never done had I known what I was doing. Welcome to the kingdom of God, the kingdom economy, how God normally works. I saw that door with the sign stranger and you invited me in. I had been in the hallway a long time. I had been there so long that I had actually confused the Christian life with the hallway of life. You know, some of us have been in the hallway too long. You may meet them from time to time because it shows up in this kind of emotional expression. Why is there tape on this floor? It's been bothering me all day. I can't understand it. As I came in, I thought for sure there's just trash on the floor, and this is a trashy church. But then I thought, it's orderly trash. It's like, what is happening here? You become consumed with things that are, in the big picture, not that big of a deal. But you make them a big deal because they're important to you. You assume it's important to everybody. We confuse activity with accomplishment. And we become obsessed at times. Don't you think that music was too loud? Don't you think they could have turned it up a little bit? I couldn't see the video. I mean, on and on and on. Would one of the trustees, we need a motion here for an air conditioning system, and who left the tape and the video machine because it's stuck? And we're going to fine you. You know, on and on and on and on and on. And you get consumed with things that are ultimately not that important, but you've made them important. And in that context, I mean, that's the hallway of life where the music plays. The hallway of life where the speakers come, you know? The videos are shown, the books are there. And we confuse the hallway of life with the Christian life, and God spoke to me. In all of, you know, God speaks to us all differently, thankfully. In my case, he said the following words: shut up and open a door. And I decided, my first New Year's resolution after I came to the Lord was, I have decided. So I decided I would open that door, stranger, and you invited me in. I was doing just fine in the hallway, in the